Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Ramsey 2, what is it all about? The Ramsey 2 Timber Harvest Plan, or THP, the scene of the death of tree setter Robert Bryan last week, is the second time the Redwood Empire Timber Company has cut on steep slopes above this once pristine fish-bearing stream that bisects the San Andreas Fault. 2 years ago, they began cutting on the west side of the creek in Ramsey 1 THP, where Earth First successfully defended about 2 acres of trees. On the rest, where once was a beautiful forest, cool, dark, and moist even in summer, there are now tons of dead branches covering the hard, sun-baked soil that supports little life. It is not a pretty picture. Currently, Redwood Empire is building a road through documented landslide terrain above Ramsey Creek. Even though the National Marine Fisheries Service, Department of Fish and Game, Regional Water Quality Control Board, and the Watsonville Water District opposed Ramsey 2 THP, the California Department of Forestry approved it, as they do almost 100% of all THPs, regardless of the impacts to the environment, unstable geology, neighbors' water uptakes, endangered fish, etc. While claiming to provide scientific controls on logging, CDF routinely ignores long-term impacts, local conditions like faults, unstable soils, and landslides, and the effect of logging on endangered species. They seem to feel that if a falling tree doesn't squash a spotted owl, marbled murrelet, or salmon, then it must be okay. Their every effort seems to go towards creating tree farms that yield big profits for logging companies. Though Nancy Drinkard of the Felton Office of the California Department of Forestry was heard saying that the Ramsey 1 THP was the best she'd ever seen, the forest Earth First could not save in Ramsey Gulch looks like death and destruction to those of us with beating hearts. If the California Department of Forestry did their job, protecting forests, not killing them, Earth First would not be there trying so hard to protect them. Tree sitting isn't all beautiful scenery, writing poetry, and communing with nature. Several tree sitters have had to leave the trees because they couldn't take the emotional pain of watching trees falling all day and feeling the thump when they hit the ground. Tree sitting during the recent Croy fire was also grueling. The upper tree sit at Ramsey 2 was less than a mile from the western edge of the fire and engulfed in smoke. At one point, tree sitter Echo had a nosebleed from breathing through a wet rag all day. Ground support kept close contact and Ayla went out with a respirator to replace him, but Echo refused to abandon the tree just then. Thanks to all the firefighters, the branch of CDF who do real work, who risk their lives controlling the fire, and we all survived. Tree sitters have been cursed at, lied to, had their food, water, shelter, and clothing removed, all the branches below them on a tree cut away, the trees they were in cut down out from under them, buzzed by huge helicopters and shot at. Tree sitters have also fallen from trees. While most have lived, 22-year-old Beth O'Brien of Portland, Oregon, died after falling 150 feet from a tree-sitting platform in the Mount Hood National Forest last April, and now Robert Bryan is dead, too. Both these deaths seem to be accidents, but it was no accident that the forest defenders were there. They and many others engage in tree-sitting as a last resort. Some people say that CDF really stands for Cut the Forest. The only THP that hasn't been approved by CDF yet is known as Islandia in Lompico, California. That plan is now in its 19th extension of the proposed approval date. Islandia is another Redwood Empire property the company is trying to log over the objections of basically everyone, including the 520 local residents who get their water directly from Lompico Creek. CDF just hasn't figured out how to approve this plan without inciting a riot. The Lompico Watershed Conservancy has been trying to buy this property from the Redwood Empire owner Roger Birch, but Birch is asking a king's ransom for the property, reportedly at least twice the fair market value and many times what he paid for it, part of a package deal along with Ramsey Gulch and the now butchered Gamecock Canyon. As far as health and happiness goes, when Mother Earth is healthy and happy, we can be too. Please don't wait. Protect her now. For more information, contact Santa Cruz Earth First at 831-425-3205. That's 831-425-3205, or send email to cruzef@cruzio.com. The story was written by Earthling and Uncle Dennis. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruzef@cruzio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, my friends.